My scripture reading is in John 10, and I'd like to start at verse 1. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. A stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what those things were which he had been saying to them. So Jesus said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for these wonderful words. Words of encouragement, words of life, words of direction. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless these words and let it be heard and understood and helped the way in which you would for each one of us. And Heavenly Father, bless the remainder of this service and each thing that's said and let it accomplish your will. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And my text today to you is the verse 7 of John 10. And let's look at that again. So Jesus said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And my message title today is The Door. When you read about the life of Jesus and you read throughout the Word of God, we find that Jesus taught great general spiritual truths, and he taught them simply. He said, I am the bread of life. And what would he be saying there? To me, he says, I am all you need. I am the great provider. I am your provider. I am your sustainer. A simple message. I am the bread, the very basic of things. I provide for you. You can look to me for this provision, for this basic necessity of life and living. And he says, I am the light of the world. And to me that means I am your direction in life. I will give you all you need to let you know what to believe, how to live your life, what direction you are to go in. I am the light of the world. And he explained so very clearly the deep things of God. And in verse 7 he says, I am the door of the sheep. A simple message for everyone, including the worst of sinners, including the one furthest from the will of the Father. I would like for us to look in regard to this message at Psalms 100 and verse 3. Let's see what we can get from that. And remember, the focus is on Yeshua and on His statement of, I am the door. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Wonderful words of direction. We are in His family. And the analogy to sheep and the sheep being provided for and being led in the right direction to find all that they need in life. Let's look at Isaiah 53 and verse 6. Isaiah 53, 6. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. Isn't that interesting? All of the sins of the world, all of the iniquity of everyone to fall on him. And it is so wonderful that it was the Father's plan that His only begotten Son, Yeshua, would die for us on the cross, would shed His blood as the perfect sacrifice for our faults, for our iniquities, for our shortcomings. It was the Father's plan that Yeshua shed His blood. And without that blood, without that sacrifice, there could be no remission of sin for anyone. Yeshua paid the price once and for all, for all of us. Let's look at John 10 and 11. And Yeshua says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The sheep follows the good pasture, the good shepherd. Wherever the good shepherd leads, they know his voice. They recognize him. And he leads them into good pasture. Today we want to recognize that Yeshua says, I am the door. And when we think about the door, we know that a door is for exiting and entering. It's for one to go out and one to be bidden to come in. Christ is the door for our forgiveness. Those who trust in him exit condemnation. And those who trust him enter justification. Christ is the door to life. Those who trust him exit spiritual death. And those who trust him enter a new life. Christ is also the door to heaven. Those who trust him exit the road to hell. Let's look at John 3:36. John 3:36. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him. Do you believe in Yeshua? Do you obey those principles that he taught? That you read in the Word of God? Those who trust him exit the road to hell. And they enter life eternal, life everlasting. Let's look at John 5:24. John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into light, into life. Do you see? Those who trust him exit the road of self leading to hell and eternal destruction, but they enter the road that leads to the Father, that leads to the family of God, of Yahweh, and eternal life. And each one of us should ask ourselves, have we done that? Have we entered eternal life? It's a question to ponder. Eternal life is a present position. Let's look at 1 John 5. 11 and 12. 1 John. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Can you know that you are saved beyond a doubt? I think you can. I think we can take these scriptures and know that if we live for God and we do all of the requirements that the Father has set out for us to do, including following the Son, I think we can know. We can know that we have eternal life now. Let's look at John 5:13. Very next verse. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that you have eternal life? That Yahweh accepts you into His family to be with the other family members. And listening to the Father and learning of Him. And listening to the Son and the example that the Son set when He lived on this earth and walked for those 33.5 years. We can know that we have eternal life now by keeping our trust in God and Yeshua, by accepting the sacrifice that was made for us, the shedding of the blood for our sins. And every time we find ourselves coming short, perhaps even sinning or disobeying, and we recognize this, then we plead the blood. We call on the Father Yahweh to have mercy, to forgive us of that fault or shortcoming, sin. And we are assured that He will do that. And then we continue on, holding on to His hand forever. Yeshua is the only door, and there's no other door to forgiveness. There's no other door to the new life. No other door to heaven. No other door to eternal life. But yet, many continue to search for some other door. Some look to religious doors of baptism, communion, church membership, all other kind of things connected with religion, spiritual life. And they think that some of those doors by themselves is going to make them right, is going to give them eternal life. What about financial doors? That if you give to the church, you give to God's work faithfully, so-called religiously, lawfully, can that be the door if you are that dedicated? What about your good works? Honesty, doing for others, is that going to be the door that opens up to eternal life for you? And then there's the cultic doors, false Christ and false doctrines. And as we've seen in our Torah study today, expansions upon the truth, the law. All of these kind of doors fail. False Christ, false doctrines. Yeshua alone is the door. Let's look at Acts 4 and 12. Acts 4 and 12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Yeshua is the way. Yeshua is the truth. Yeshua is the life. Christ is the door for all who believe. And the word says, if any man enter that door, Yeshua. The invitation is open to everyone. When you think about John 3:16, the invitation is open to all. Let's look at Romans 10 and 13. Romans 10 and 13. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That sounds like now. It sounds like a present promise that you can be assured of right when you do it. Whoever believes in Him and calls on His name, repents of your sin, this door opens for all who wish to enter. It opens for all sinners. It opens for all who comes to Jesus. It opens for all races. Let's look at Romans 10 and 12. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on Him. You know, part of the great plan of the Father is that each one of us recognize His eternal plan for mankind and us individually, and we respond to it by accepting the blood that was shed, by repenting, by asking forgiveness, by trusting in God, remaining faithful, by obeying His words or commands, by yielding our will to His, by growing each day, being closer and more like the Father, by working. A reminder, faith without works is dead. As important as faith is, and it's very important, you could even say all important, but not without works. Faith without works is dead, and it's in your Bible. Do you believe it? It takes more than knowledge. It takes obedience. It takes yielding to the will of the Father, trying to be of encouragement and help to others that God brings to you, and helping them to see the truth, and them to enter the door to eternal life through Yeshua. And remaining faithful always. Those who enter the door find salvation. For Yeshua said, I am the door that leads to the family of God. I am the door that leads to eternal life and your salvation. Those who enter the door are in the sheepfold. Those who enter the door are satisfied. They're provided for. They are upheld and sustained by Yeshua. They find pasture. We need to remember that we must reject all falsely labeled doors. There is only one door to eternal life, and that door is through Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I would say to each one that's hearing this message, however you're hearing it, Christ is the answer. And Christ will come to you as you call on Him, as you accept the Father's plan of salvation and the steps that I've already mentioned. As you do this, you become a family member, and Yeshua does accept you, and He comes into your life. Yeshua awaits each and every one. Don't delay. Now is the time. Make sure that you are in God's family, that you're in the sheepfold. If you would you stand with me now? And let's read the blessing of God to us. Let's read together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Bow with me in prayer.